Hi guys, it's me, Megan Hashem, and I'm coming to you with another How to Cope in this crazy coronavirus COVID-19 time. This morning I wrote a little blog post. I'm kind of getting back to blogging a little more just because I have this time at home a little more freedom, just sitting around, writing, reading, making videos here for you guys. So I made this blog post and it was titled COVID-19 Craziness, How to Cope. And I just thought I'd talk a little bit about that here on YouTube as well, just to have a different medium in case you would rather see it in video form with me telling you how I feel with a few added extra little things in there probably too. All right, so it's official. Here in Canada and all over, we're pretty much in lockdown, or should be, to try and contain and just make this virus go away, right? Keep it from spreading more. A lot of us are staying at home. I've been at home for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days now. I haven't been out at all. And it's actually been awesome. I'm seeing a few posts on Facebook. Some people are going crazy. Some people are enjoying it. I want to help you enjoy it more. So I did do one video 2 days ago, kind of about getting to your goals, working on things that you never had time to work on during this hard time while you're at home, enjoying that, feeling positive rather than negative. I know there's a lot of negatives right now, but just feeling positive throughout this. I mean, it's not going to help to feel negative. It's just going to make it worse for you in your mind, in your life, and all that. Negative breeds negative, positive breeds positive. So definitely positivity is a terrific thing right now for all of us as a whole community, really. If we all come together and feel positive about things, I feel that can make a huge difference. So many things are out of our control with this COVID-19 coronavirus situation. A lot is out of our control. We don't even know when we're going to be back to normal. We don't know what's going on. We don't know how many people are affected. All this stuff, it's all out of our control. It can feel very nerve-wracking to people, and people are having panic attacks and getting nervous and all this. So I'm saying, why not all the things that are in our control in our own homes? Let's control them and do stuff to feel like we have some control in some aspects of our life, right? Because we have no control with the coronavirus and what's going on. I don't have any control in what's going to happen there. So I'm controlling my life in my home, me and my family, things you can control. And finding routine in this new life will help you. It'll help you ease your anxiety. It will help you breathe better. It'll make you a happier person. So finding routine, controlling the things you can control, and letting go of the things you can't control, obviously. So number one is breathe. That felt good. Just taking some deep breaths, whether it's doing a guided meditation, doing yoga, taking a nap, listening to your favorite music, just zoning out, even if it's just sitting there and taking a few breaths. I mean, just take a breath with me right now. I'm no yoga master. I'm not like that. I don't do much of that at all. But just taking a really great deep belly breath and exhaling and letting go of all your fears and all your worries, I mean, it can make a big difference. Let's do it. Let's do it, guys. Come on. Yes. And just do a few of those. Do a few deep breaths. Let your worries go. Breathe in positivity, breathe out negativity. Just taking some breaths is a very simple thing that anyone can do just sitting there right now. So take some breaths. Number one, breathe, breathe, breathe. It's important. Number two, finding a routine. So now that we're at home all day, a lot of us, like, we're all just at home with our kids, with our family, alone, whatever it is, finding a routine will help you. So not just sitting there all day, you know, zoning out with Netflix and cheesies. I mean, a bit of that is okay, of course. We need to have a little fun free time, but finding a routine. So figuring out what you really want to do with your day. What has been missing in your life? What do you want to do new right now? What do you love doing? And making a routine. Make a list of all the things you want to do and get done and do every day and all that stuff. Do you want to work out? Do you want to dance around the house? Do you want to cook? Do you want to organize? Do you want to do activities with your kids? Do you want to teach them stuff? Whatever it is, make a schedule, just like a kind of loose schedule. So you get up, you do this, then you have an hour for this, then you have, you know, making a routine can really, really help. If you're having trouble, write the schedule down so you have a list for you or whoever is going to be following the schedule so you don't stray from that. Or if you just want to try adding one thing in every few days. So maybe for 3 days you get up, 9 o'clock you work out for 20 minutes. You do that for a few days. And then after a few days or a week, you try adding another thing and another thing, a regular thing you're going to do every day. So figure out what those regular things are. What do you want to do all day? Do you have some work that you have to do, work at home? Do you have some new projects? Do you have things you love that you want to be doing every single day? Figure it out and schedule it. Schedule it. Even though you know you're home all day, the whole day can escape you. And then you feel kind of like, ugh, my day just went away and I did nothing. I feel so lazy. And it's not a good feeling sometimes. It's good if that's what you need, and maybe you're a 9-to-5er and now you're not working and you need a little bit of time to just like zone out, relax, take it easy. I understand. I mean, it's March break right now. I told my son, I won't bother you about like working on your reading and writing until after March break. Let's have a week of just whatever for you. But for me, I do have a schedule that I like to keep a little bit. It's a loose schedule, but I like to get certain things in every day just to make me feel good about myself, because you start feeling kind of when you're like, what did I do today? I mean, at least I do. So figure out what you need. I mean, if you think a schedule would help you, try that out. If you think you need to be kind of more casual and laid back, then that's good. Sometimes that stresses people out though. So if that's stressing you out, make a fun schedule for yourself. The other tip I have on my blog here is don't stop the things that make you happy. So what makes you happy? Because we need more of that right now in this time of crisis, this time of stress. What makes you happy? For me, I love working out. I love dancing. I love spending time with my family. I'm getting to love cooking lately. I mean, that's awesome. I'm developing that. So what do you love, or what do you think you'd love to start doing now? And what would feed your soul right now? And make sure that gets in your day pretty much every day or every second day. Or don't let things go by the wayside. Maybe you were taking dance classes and now you're like, great, the studio's shut, I can't go anywhere. What are you gonna do? Take some online classes, look at YouTube videos, you know, work on your own stuff on your own. Make an hour for yourself to dance and work on your technique that you were learning before this all started. Maybe you like working out and all the gyms are closed now, right? There's so much you can do at home. I have videos, at home videos that you don't need any equipment for. I'm gonna be having my classes soon online, starting next week. You can do a lot. Just do some push-ups, do some burpees, do some air squats, run around your house, run up and down the stairs, whatever it is. You can get that workout in and feel amazing. It might not be the same as going to the gym if you don't have all that equipment, but you can do something and feel terrific about it. Feel like you did a good workout. So don't let those things go. Maybe you love socializing and you love friends and seeing everyone. Then, you know, Skype with people. Use Zoom or Skype. You know, get on the computer and just have a conversation with people. Hang out with your friends for half an hour or so. Check in with them. That's always fun. Maybe you like going out to restaurants and now that's not really happening. Experiment with some gourmet recipes that you can make at home. I mean, my son, he loves McDonald's. None of us like McDonald's, but my son, my 11-year-old, loves McDonald's. I said, hey, let's get all the ingredients and try and replicate some of the McDonald's menu. You know, we made a double quarter pounder at home. It was a lot healthier. And we're gonna be making Jack Astor's chicken strips at home. I'm also trying some healthier things too, but I mean, for the kids, you know, it's fun. Get into some experimenting in the kitchen. My fourth point here is be grateful. Even in this craziness, be grateful for what you have. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have a little bit of food there in your cupboards that you can make cool things with and get creative with? You have loving family. I don't know what you have, but we all have something to be grateful for. We have hundreds of things to be grateful for. So start every day, end every day, thinking, talking about, writing down what you're grateful for. No matter what the circumstance, there's always something to be grateful for. So think about what you're grateful for. Choose health. It's easy to sit around and just give up on your diet, give up on working out, give up on all that. But what would be so much better and make you feel so much better and boost your immunity and all that good stuff that you need right now in a time of stress is eating healthy and getting some physical activity in for you and your kids. So try and make healthy choices. I'm not saying go on a fitness model diet plan or something, but you could do that too and come out of this much better for it. But I'm just saying, make healthy choices. It's going to make you feel so much better. And get some physical activity in there, exercise, walking around, you know, running around your backyard, running up and down stairs. As I said before, get some physical activity in there. Get some fun physical activity in there with your family, on your own. Take your supplements, extra vitamins, take some greens drinks, boost that immunity and feel great through eating right and exercise, right? As usual, but right now is an even more important time for that. So in conclusion, I mean, the world feels pretty out of control right now. It's out of our hands pretty much. So what can we control? Control your own environment. What music are you going to listen to today? Are you going to dance around the house with your family and have an awesome time? Or are you going to be bummed out about this? You know, just choose happiness, choose positivity, choose to be grateful, choose to be healthy. And I think we're all going to come out of this better with this time to ourselves to really develop and think about things, right? We're getting a lot of thinking time here. Self-reflection, relationship building, there's so much here going on. And of course, use all these amazing online tools. A lot of people are doing online classes and live chats and all sorts of stuff to keep you connected. So make sure to take advantage of all that, as well as connecting with your family and yourself through this hard time. I'm looking at this as an amazing hiatus from all the stresses in the real life world. It's like a really long spa weekend or a vacation. It feels a bit like a vacation, like it's a staycation, I guess. We can explore areas of our life that we don't get a chance to when we're in the middle of the hustle and bustle of real life. So really take advantage of that. We have this right now. And let's be positive about it and use it as a cool time to just develop and learn more about each other and ourselves. And let me know what type of video you'd like me to do. I want to do a few videos kind of like things to do at home to not get bored during this craziness, and probably like a few healthy recipes, some stuff I'm working on at home I'll probably share with you. Maybe I'll do a little vlog, and let me know if there's anything else you'd like me to talk about at this time. And until my next video, stay safe, stay healthy, stay happy, and we'll talk soon, guys. Bye.